On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are talking water with a pair of guests from the Tuolumne Utilities District, discussing a number of projects and a wide range of topics. Joined in studio by Ed Pattison, who is the general manager for TUD, and Eric Johnson, the district engineer. General Manager Pattison, I'll pose this next question to you. On the issue of water supply, are there many things being looked at right now in regards to trying to increase the supply that TUD has access to?
It's a great question, BJ. It is probably one of the highest priorities. I mean, we have a lot of priorities, and you know, we do juggle these and try to get everything done, like organizational performance and enhancement, continuous learning and infrastructure improvements, being prepared for unplanned events like PSPS. But, you know, having said all that, and as important as all that is, I think water supply security is premier, because, you know, land without water is valueless. You just don't have a high quality of life if we don't have reliable water. And that goes for residential, what we call commercial, for our outdoor irrigation, and just for the overall landscape and high quality of life that makes Tuolumne County very unique and with all of its history. So this is probably the highest priority. It's definitely identified in the strategic plan. And so we've been making a lot of efforts in this area. As most of the community priority knows, Tuolumne Utilities District is in discussion with Pacific Gas and Electric on the water supply system that conveys water into Tuolumne County, and what that system is and whether or not TUD is in a position to be able to acquire that facility. That is something that's been going on for a couple of years. We've made significant progress, and we're going to be rolling out a community-wide discussion in probably within the next few months here in Tuolumne County, where we'll hold a town hall and a series of workshops and really entertain a community-wide discussion about what that means and what it looks like and where we would like to go. On the other side of the county, we're working with the United States Bureau of Reclamation on a water supply contract for New Maloney's reservoir water. In my career, one of the most important strategies I've always employed is diversity of water supply and diversity for points of diversion and having redundancy. Right now in Tuolumne County, for over a century, Tuolumne County has relied on a single point of water supply and a single point of conveyance in one of the most high-forested, high-risk fire areas in the state. We are singularly focused on remedying that situation. We applaud the county's efforts to address fire risk and becoming more proactive there. And TUD is a partner in that process. But we're also looking at trying to ensure that if and when a fire occurs, we have water supply reliability, because number one, it's a quality of life, health and safety issue, but it's also, you need water to fight fire. And you know, for catastrophic fires, a lot of it's aerial attack, but we still need water on the ground. And so we need these reliable systems. And if we're gonna rely on a wooden flume in a high risk fire area, we've got a problem. And it's not a new problem, but we are going through, we're improving any trees or hazardous trees in the area to make sure that that flume is safe and protected as it can be, given the situation that we're in. But we are looking at diversifying that water supply and diversion points and piping some of these systems so that if and when there is a fire, we're protected and our ratepayers are protected with a reliable water supply. Eric, did you want to add anything?
Just elaborate. When you referred to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, we were the district has a pumping facility in New Maloney's that it just has never been able to actively utilize. And when Ed talks about that, he's really referring to going after a contract with the Bureau that would allow us to utilize that facility on a, you know, an as-needed basis. And really one of the big uses would be to mitigate in the event that wooden flume burned. That would be an alternative source of water. It's not less expensive. It's certainly more expensive to pump water, but we happily pay the additional cost to pump water out if it was the lifeline to, honestly, the Cal Fire air attack base. And it diversifies our water supply portfolio, and it just seems like a logical thing to pursue, at least until it doesn't make sense. And right now it makes a lot of sense.
Sounds like 2020, definitely a busy year for TUD. General Manager Pattison, anything else that we haven't talked about that's keeping you busy?
Well, I do want to remind everybody that despite everything that the district is really working on in terms of local and regional priorities here in Tuolumne County, we're under the influence of the federal and state government and all the new regulations that many people are aware of. Many of those regulations are unfunded. And they're costing the district more and more money to try to meet those regulation requirements. One you may have heard about was some of the new water conservation requirements that are going to be coming down the pike in the decade ahead. The California Department of Water Resources is rolling out proposed rulemaking on how utilities are going to be mandated to get its customers down to 50 gallons per person per day by 2030. To me, that's very onerous. We have staff involved in that discussions on that proposed rulemaking. There's not a lot of detail. The implementation is unwieldy. There's no funding for TUD to be able to meet that mandate. So there's a lot of questions for TUD, but I want to let the community know that TUD staff is involved. We're interacting, and we're going to protect the interests of Tuolumne County as this rule gets rolled out.
And Eric Johnson, we've got just about a couple minutes left on today's show. Any other projects of note coming up in 2020? It sounds like you have some pretty big ones already.
We do. Well, obviously, Phoenix Lake. We'll continue to work on Sierra Pines. Ed referenced our work to secure funding for improvements to the regional wastewater treatment facility, which you see alongside the highway. I think in closing, just we hope that the public feels that they're being served well. Our crews work very hard. You hear in the news through this radio station, numerous water main breaks. I just want to assure the public that that isn't because we aren't working as hard as we possibly can. It's just the sheer size and magnitude of the infrastructure and the age of the infrastructure means we're going to have those events. The key thing here is that our crews respond very timely and get people back in service. And we think we're doing a good job. If we aren't, we expect to hear from the public about that. But we'll continue to accelerate our capital investment and secure water supply. And we really think that some of these longstanding issues that we've been dealing with will be resolved or closer to resolution here in the near future.
Ned Pattison, any closing comments?
Well, I think I will emphasize that despite the, it seems reactive when the pipelines break, our capital improvement plan is taking a look at that, and we're prioritizing those areas where we know they need to rise to the surface, and those need to be comprehensively replaced rather than a patchwork of repairs over time. But the reality, due to the size and magnitude, we have a blend where we're going to be strategic, but some are going to have to be lower priority, and it might be a little bit of a patchwork that we respond to. But I do want to let the community know that the board of directors are passionate about serving the community, providing a high quality of life. We partner with a lot of organizations in the county. We're committed to continuous improvement. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to call, come by. We're happy to talk about it. And we look forward to serving our community in 2020.
Well, I thank both of you for coming in, and thank you so much for keeping us updated on everything and keep us posted on things.
Thanks.
Again, we thank our guests today from the Tuolumne Utilities District, Ed Pattison and Eric Johnson. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.